This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I noticed in the first two chapters of Luke the recurrence of the words joy or rejoicing. We at Getting God's Message have reason to rejoice. Today's program is number 8,000. Think of the many lives touched by truth for over 30 years. Praise God with us. Now, study the topic of joy and rejoicing in Luke 1 and 2. Start by collecting information on this topic. Correlate it into an outline and crystallize what you learn into applications. In Luke 1:14, the angel told Zechariah when John is born to his wife Elizabeth, he would be a joy and delight to them and many with them. When Mary visited Elizabeth, John leaped for joy in Elizabeth's womb. Then in Mary's Magnificat, she declared, "My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." In Luke 2:10, the angel said to the shepherds, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Correlate this information into an outline. Title, Christian Joy. Joy for natural miracles, for example, the birth of a child. Joy, an implicit part of the gospel message. Joy in personal spiritual conversion. Now crystallize what we found into applications. Never forget to rejoice when you observe God at work. When you share the gospel, emphasize it's a message of joy. Rejoice whenever someone acknowledges Jesus as their Savior. Remember, the gospel offers joy for all people.